AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Tonight it's North Texas that's the target of tornadoes. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist Corey Mead.
Those storms are producing damaging straight line winds, large hail, and also a few tornadoes have been reported late this afternoon and evening across parts of North Texas.
Tornadoes being tracked across several counties north and northwest of Dallas and Fort Worth. No reports of injuries after a remote area of North Texas was jolted by a 4.0 magnitude earthquake. It hit about 30 miles southwest of Dallas. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season has formed off the South Carolina coast. That's almost a month before the season officially begins. Subtropical Storm Anna is located 170 miles southeast of Myrtle Beach. Senator Barbara Mikulski says she and other members of Maryland's congressional delegation support Baltimore's mayor in asking for a broad federal investigation of whether city police engage in discriminatory patterns or practices. Attorney General Loretta Lynch appeared at a Senate subcommittee hearing on the matter.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch spoke movingly of police officers killed earlier this week in the line of duty.
I've seen up close the dangers that they face every day.
And she says that's why when there are allegations of police wrongdoing,
the Department of Justice has a responsibility to examine the evidence and, if necessary, to help them implement change.
Riots erupted in Baltimore after a black man died in police custody. Six officers are charged. I'm Rita Foley.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady declined to discuss his thoughts about the report that said he was likely at least aware two team employees were breaking rules by deflating footballs for him. He notes it's 243 pages long.
Well, my athletic career has been better than my academic career. So usually I'm used to reading X's and O's. This was a little bit longer.
This is AP Radio News. Britain's Conservatives are set to be the largest party in Parliament, according to the general election exit poll.
An exit poll predicts a surprisingly strong showing for Prime Minister David Cameron's Conservative Party in Britain's election, suggesting it is within touching distance of forming a new government. The opposition Labour Party is to suffer worse than expected, the exit poll suggests, and Cameron's coalition party, the Liberal Democrat Party, is expected to lose most of its seats. The biggest search is for the separatist Scottish National Party, which is expected to take all but one of the seats in Scotland. Martha McDowick, London.
At the State Department, spokesman Jeff Rathke has U.S. reaction to Israel's decision to push ahead with a construction project in East Jerusalem.
This is a disappointing development. We're concerned about it, just as a new Israeli government has been announced.
The international community rejects such projects in East Jerusalem as illegal settlements. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.